又来到你的面前，这都是你的恩典，叫我们能听见你的声音，能看见你的容颜，这是我们所求的，把荣耀都归给你，靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。刚开始的时候，我想我们先把今天早晨的稍微复习一下，这是另外一张地图。
So I'd like to review what we shared this morning. Here's another map.
那现在大家所看到的是一张加利利海的地图。
Here we see a picture of the Sea of Galilee.
现在呢，我们所在的这块地方叫格尼撒勒。
And here is Gennesaret.
我不是说这个大概是九点到十一点这一块吗？这个就这一块。
So this is around the time. If you look at a clock, it's between 9 and 11.
那现在同样的一个公社区，就同样的一个屯垦区 ，kibbutz。
So this is the same kibbutz that we were referring to.、
Okay. 那你看这一块也是最肥的地方。你像只要是咖啡色，那就是最肥沃的地方。
So if you look at this maroon color, you'll see this is the most fertile land.
还有就是六点钟这个地方。
And here at 6 o'clock.
那这里呢？红海这里呢？这个加利利海就流出来，就到了约旦河，就从约旦河就流下去。
And that is where the flowing towards the Jordan is.
那么讲到波塞大，我想我再提醒大家一下。
So I want to mention Bethsaida.
所罗门有个兄弟叫亚撒龙。
Solomon had a brother named Absalom.
他不是把他的这个不是后来他背叛他的父亲吗
？Remember he rebelled against his father.
在那个以前，你记得他的父亲把他放逐到回他自己的家乡。
Remember, he had sent him back to all his original village.
所以，你如果读旧约圣经叫做 Kishur, 就是基数，基数。
So if you look in the Old Testament, Kishur.
那基数呢，就是波塞大。
Kishur is Bethsaida.
所以这一带地方就是当时亚撒龙被他父亲放回来的时候，就在这个地方三年，然后才回去的。
That is where Absalom was sent to, and after 3 years he went back. But that's where Absalom.
所以这是亚撒龙的故乡。
So that is where Absalom was.
那这个右边这个这一边就所谓戈兰高地了。
And here you see the Golan Heights.
这是 Decapolis 的基地，加波利。
And you see the Decapolis.
这个就是给大家复习一下，就是三个重要的区。
So these are a review of the three important areas.
那这个就是我们所在的。
This is where we are right now.
也可能就是第三座的园子。
And that is most possibly the third garden.
好，下面呢，我想我们再读一两节圣经，好吗
？So let's turn to our Bibles.
第十节，第三章第十节。
Chapter 3, verse 10.
最后一句。
Last verse.
其中所铺的乃耶路撒冷众女子的爱情。
Its interior paved with love by the daughters of Jerusalem.
那这里有个名字叫耶路撒冷。
Here we see Jerusalem.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
西安的女子啊，你们出去。
Go forth, O daughters of Zion.
所以这里有个地名叫西安。
Here we see another place called Zion.
所以圣经不只讲耶路撒冷，也讲西安。
The Bible not only mentions Jerusalem, but Zion.
所以耶路撒冷是个地名，西安也是个地名。
Name of a place, Jerusalem. Another name of a place, Zion.
如果雅歌它只是预言，只是预言的话
，If Song of Songs is just an allegory,
那么不需要这么仔细的。
It doesn't have to be the specific.
那如果是这么仔细的话
But since it is the specific,
那就告诉我们说圣经可以有属灵的解释
It can say that the Bible has a spiritual
但它的解释是有根据的
But it is based off of
所以这样你我们就可以得着保护了
Then we are protected.
否则的话如果光是预言的话你怎么解释都可以
But if it's just an allegory, you can explain it any way, shape, or form.
但如果圣经把它放在一个背景，放在一个 setting 之下
，But if it is placed under a setting,
那么讲到耶路撒冷就是耶路撒冷。
When you speak of Jerusalem, it's Jerusalem.
讲到西安，它有另外一方面的意思。
When you speak of Zion, it has another meaning.
圣经有新耶路撒冷，圣经没有新西安。
The Bible has a new Jerusalem, the Bible never mentions a new Zion.
西安永远是新的。
Zion is always new.
因为西安代表得胜者的原则。
Because Zion represents overcomer.
所以你就看到说圣灵不随便用那个字的。
The Holy Spirit does not use that word lightly.
所以当你读到上下文的时候，
so when you read the context,
有的时候圣灵这样用，有的时候圣灵那样用。
Sometimes the Spirit uses it this way, sometimes the Holy Spirit.
它就会引导我们的思想往圣经的方向走。
So it leads our thoughts towards the Bible.
那我们再看第四章下面，就是第四节。
And then let's turn to chapter 4, verse 4.
你的镜像好像大卫建造收藏军器的高台。
Your neck is like the Tower of David built for an armory.
那简单的说就是大卫的高台。
And here we speak of the Tower of David.
那大卫的高台其实就是大卫塔。
Tower of David is the David's Tower.
大卫塔就是三千年前大卫不是把耶路撒冷拿下来吗？
Remember 3,000 years ago when David conquered Jerusalem?
他就把那个地方后来就改名叫大卫的城。
And then he changed that place to call the city of David.
但他起头的时候是把敌人的一个保障拿下来，一个 fortress 拿下来。
But originally what he did was he took over the fortress of the enemy.
所以那个 fortress 叫做 fortress of David, 也是 fortress of Zion, 叫锡安的保障。
And that fortress was named the fortress of Zion.
那等到大卫把锡安保障拿下来以后，
But once the fortress of Zion was taken down,
那个城叫大卫的城。
It became the city of David.
但那个西安的保障就像个高台一样。
But that fortress of Zion was like a high tower.
所以就是这里的大卫的塔。
And here it speaks of the Tower of David.
所以讲的耶路撒冷不光是耶路撒冷、西安，而且讲它最早的历史，讲了大卫的塔。
Not only do we speak of Jerusalem, Zion, but also a very early history, the Tower of David.
所以弟兄姊妹，你想看，如果光是预言的话，为什么圣经要这么细记载的这么仔细？
So if this was just an allegory, why would you think that so specific, the Bible so specific?
所以我们在这里背后一定有一些地理的背景。
So in the background, there is the background of geography.
好，那么讲到这个整个的迦南地，或者讲整个迦，就是雅各所讲的这些地方。
So when we talk about the places mentioned in Song of Songs,
按理来讲，我应该考大家西十本是在哪一章。
So I need to ask, actually, I should really test you to see if where is Heshbon.
德沙是在哪一章
？Where is mentioned Tirzah?
所以我想大家如果有读过背过，那么应该呢？哪里是哪里应该是很容易记得。
If you've read it, if you've memorized it, you should know where these things are.
所以我们只想几章好不好？几章就可以。
Okay, so if we could just mention what chapter.
比方说耶路撒冷应该是第一章。
Jerusalem, what chapter?
隐基底应该第一章，对吧？
Gedi, chapter 1.
那比特山呢？
About Mount Bether.
第二章，对。
Chapter 2, yes.
第二章。然后呢，这个德沙有吗？德沙。
Tirzah?
Tirzah? 第六章。
对。
Yes, chapter
巴利哈门
Baal Haman
第八章最后
Chapter 8
第八章、
yep.
基列
Mount Gilead
第四章马哈念
Menhanim
第六章
对马哈念跟什么跟这个苏拉密有关系是马哈念
Menhanim has to do with the Shulamite、
yeah. 然后加密山
Mount Carmel,
第七章，对
，Chapter Seven.
黎巴嫩，黎巴嫩好多次，黎巴嫩一共六次，啊？啊，对哦，第四章，第四章有，还有黑门、西尼尔、亚玛拿
，Amana, Cedar, Hermon.
啊？
第四章，
对，第四章
，Chapter Four.
大马色
，Damascus.
第七章
也是第七章，对。
Chapter 7,
right. 好，所以你看呢，这个就是圣经里面提到这些地方。那么说到这些地方，我稍微解释一下。
So let me explain a little bit.
西十本，圣经是西十本。
Heshbon.
那就是你记得不记得这个有一个亚摩利王西宏，你记得吗？他那个时候当以色列人他们要进迦南以前，他们过了亚嫩河以后，他们就打出一条路来。
Do you remember the Amorite king before the Israelites were to cross the river that they opened up a way?
所以那时候两个亚摩利王，一个是西宏，另外一个是巴山。
One was in Bashan. There were two.
所以呢，我们知道有一条路叫做王的大道。
We know that there is a way called the King's Highway.
那为什么这个叫王的大道呢？
Why is it called the King's Highway?
因为在创世纪第十四章。
Because in Genesis 14.
我们注意创世纪第十四章，我们注意到的就是四个王跟五个王的战争。
Do you remember the battle between the four and the five kings?
那四个王是从幼发拉底河那边过来的。
The four kings came from the Euphrates.
其中有巴比伦王，有以兰王，
have,
就是波斯王。
They have the king of Babylon, the king of Persia.
所以后来他们攻打在死海附近的五个王。
And then they fought the five kings near the Dead Sea.
那他们因为背叛了，所以他们就从很远地方就来打他们。
And because they rebelled, they came from a far place to battle with them.
所以他们一面走一面就打出一条路来。
So once they came, as they came, they forged through a new way.
那个就叫做王的大道。
And that's the King's Highway.
那么其实呢，他们虽然王的大道是他们打出来的。
Even though they were the ones who forged this new way.
但这条路是为着万王之王、万主之主预备的。
But this way was prepared for the Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
那详细的我想我们没有时间去说它。
We can't go through the details.
我大概提一下，因为我们还有好多需要提的。
But I just wanted to mention that.
所以这个呢是王的大道。
King's Highway.
有马哈念，有基列山。然后从这里呢就到了黑门山。
Then all the way to Mount Hermon.
那么大家读到第三章的时候。
So when you read chapter 3,
或者我在这个趁这个机会刚好把这个雅各呢把它分段分一下。
So maybe I'll take this opportunity to kind of split up the Song of Songs.
你记得所罗门呢一共写了1005首歌。
You know that Solomon wrote 1005 songs.
那么雅各呢是歌中之歌，比他所有的这些歌里面最好的。
And we know that Song of Songs is the Song of Songs is the best song.
那都是所罗门的智慧话。
It was all the words of wisdom from Solomon.
但是呢，只有这五首，只有其中的五首歌中之歌呢，是神所拣选的。
But of the songs, the five songs, the Song of Songs is the one that God chose.
然后把它放在圣经里面。
And put it in the Bible.
然后圣灵说，只要所罗门说的，就是我说的。
And the Spirit said, "What if Solomon says it? It means I said."
所罗门的话就是主的话。
Solomon's words are the Lord's words.
所以放在圣经里面。
And therefore, they put.
所以读圣经的人认为说，那五首歌应该就是整本的雅歌。
So the Bible scholars say that those five songs are probably the Song of Songs.
所以这五首歌，这个雅歌应该可以分成五段的。
So Song of Songs can probably be split up into five.
那我们现在先把它分一下，然后我们解释的时候，我们说第一首、第二首、第三首、第四首、第五首。
So when we split it into five different songs, we're going to mention it in the future. We're going to say the first, second, third, fourth.
那很自然的分段是这样。
So very natural division.
就是第二章第七节。
Chapter 2, verse 7.
耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我指着羚羊或田野的母鹿，嘱咐你们不要惊动。不要叫醒我所亲爱的，等他自己情愿。
I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles or by the does of the field, do not stir up nor awaken love until it pleases.
在讲这话以前，
before these words were spoken,
这舒拉密女生病。
The Shulamite was sick.
她的病是因着爱而病的。
It was, she was love sick.
所以这个时候她需要休息一下。
So she needed to rest.
她不能够再受任何一点的惊吓。
So she cannot get any. She cannot absorb any other.
惊吓，就是因为羚羊或者母鹿是非常紧张的动物。
Because they're very the gazelles. They're very. They get scared very quickly.
非常 sensitive, 非常敏感，非常敏感。
Very sensitive.
所以呢，现在所罗门说，嘱咐那些耶路撒冷的女子。
So he adjured or charged them.
那他说我指着羚羊或者田野的母鹿嘱咐你们。
By the gazelles or the does of the field I charge you.
不要惊动，不要叫醒我所亲爱，等他自己情愿。
Do not stir up or awaken until it pleases.
所以很自然这里到告一段落的。
So here very naturally you see a conclusion.
这应该第一首歌。
So that's the end of the first song.
然后呢到了第三章第五节也是这样。
Chapter 3, verse 5, same thing.
耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我指着羚羊或田野的母鹿嘱咐你们，不要惊动，不要叫醒我亲爱的，等他自己情愿。
I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles or by the doves of the field, do not stir up nor awaken love until it pleases.
好，还有一个地方就是第七章。
In the other place, chapter 7.
就是第五节。
Verse 5.
啊，第四节。
Verse 4.
耶路撒冷众女子啊，我嘱咐你们，不要惊动，不要叫醒我所亲爱的，等他自己情愿。这个第八章，第四节。
Sorry, chapter 8, verse 4. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, do not stir up nor awaken love until it pleases.
但是呢，这里又加上一节的圣经很重要。